KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 47 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become partly sunny to sunny today, a high around 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In Southwest Iowa news, sheriff's officials in Fremont County arrested two people Saturday on weapons-related offenses after authorities investigated the reporting shooting of a vehicle early that same day in the 1100 block of Hamburg. During their investigation, authorities executed a search warrant at a residence in the 2700 block of Bluff Road in Fremont County, which led to the arrest of 20-year-old Dalton Shane Haler and 22-year-old Joshua Allen Riefling, both of Hamburg. Both men face intimidation with a dangerous weapon, reckless use of a firearm, and conspiracy charges. They were brought to the Fremont County Jail, where Riefling later posted a $17,000 bond, and Haler was still being held on $17,000 bond. News time is 7:07.
Spring has sprung in our area. The flowers are blooming, and all the plants are coming to life. But for some of our residents, this means only one thing: allergy season. At Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you can find the medications you need to keep those sniffles in check, those sneezes quieted, and those watery eyes drip-free. Not sure what you need? Talk to me or one of your Health Mart pharmacists. We'll take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer your allergy questions.
Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and Rex Health Mart Pharmacy is here caring for you and about you.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes, or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Police in Red Oak report the arrest earlier this morning of 45-year-old Raymond Lee Briggs. The Red Oak man was taken into custody on a charge of second-degree theft. Additional information on the charges is not currently available. Briggs was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $10,000 bond. In state news, a state Senate panel will hold a hearing to review the quality of care at the Iowa Veterans Home. Today's meeting comes after more than 40 former staffers signed a letter that was printed into the Des Moines Register complaining about the current leadership at the home. A news release from Senate Democrats say David Worley, the commandant of the Veterans Home, will testify at today's hearing. The home in Marshalltown is Iowa's largest nursing home and among the biggest in the nation for veterans and their spouses. The home is made up of two separate facilities. One provides nursing care for about 500 residents. The other is a residential care facility where more than 100 people live mostly independently. Legislators return to the statehouse today with all the major issues they've faced since January unresolved. 10-member negotiating committees have been assigned to find compromises on property tax reform, education reform, and a new health care plan for low-income, uninsured Iowans. Senate Democratic Leader Mike Gronstall of Council Bluffs will not speculate on which deals may be easier to strike.
We're working on all of them. People of good faith really are, and there's ideas being exchanged.
House Speaker Craig Paulson, a Republican from Hiawatha, is also striking a positive tone.
We're very pleased with a lot of progress that was made. Remain optimistic that the conference committees will be able to work out some of these differences.
The 10-member conference committees assembled to strike a deal on education reform didn't meet last week, however. Paulson said he's extremely frustrated about that lack of action, but he's still unwilling to declare that any of the disagreements have reached the stalemate stage.
We're trying to set it up for success, and I'm expecting to have success. That's what Iowans expect.
Gronstall wants to keep all 150 legislators in Des Moines this week rather than sending most home if they're not involved in behind-the-scenes negotiations over key issues.
We'll make that judgment as we move along. I'm not a great fan of having people leave because they're all part of this process. Everybody has a vote. We need to share concepts and things with each other as we're working through our differences.
The 2011 legislative session ended on June 30th, but through most of May and June that year, it was just legislative leaders who stayed at the statehouse to negotiate. Legislators receive an annual salary plus daily expense money to cover the cost of living in Des Moines during the legislative session. However, those daily expenses in even-numbered years like 2012 last just 110 days, so their daily expense allotments ended last Friday. Iowa's youngest mayor says he's loving his job and plans to run for another term. Jerry Minear was 18 in November of 2011 when he won a write-in campaign to become a mayor of Ardale. Since then, he's graduated high school and is now in college. He's done scores of interviews, including a trip to Los Angeles to be on the Jay Leno show. Muneer says it's fun being a small-town mayor.
Yes, I would say very much so. Every day's an adventure, you know. There's always something new and somebody new to talk to and meet. So, yeah, I would say it's still been a great experience, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Muneer said people in the town of 74 wanted a change of the way city government was being run, and an ad appeared in the newspaper in nearby Hampton asking for people to write his name in. As mayor, Muneer says he's had a lot of support.
Coming into it, I didn't know what to expect because I'd never done it before, and you know, that's the same with anybody else. But I was at that certain age, you know, 18 in high school, and what am I going to do? And I was a little worried about it at first, but you know, it all played out, and I had plenty of help, and you know, everybody's got advice for me, so that's always good too.
Coincidentally, Muneer's brother-in-law, Sean Dietz, was also elected as mayor of Hampton in November of 2011. Muneer says he's met with Dietz to discuss things going on in both communities.
Once in a while, you know, we'll talk about it and trade some ideas. I mean, he's on a little larger scale than I am in Hampton, you know, a little larger town and population, but they all have the same similar problems and concerns and things that way. But, you know, we don't go into detail with things because we all have different topics that we have. In each town.
Muneer recommends younger adults get involved in their communities.
You need volunteers for things, and I've worked with a lot of people, and a lot of people my age, I always hear, well, what am I getting out of it? You know, you're getting everything that these people do is for you. You know, we're not doing all this stuff for ourselves. It's for everybody in the community, and, you know, that's what you're getting out of it. You're not getting an hourly wage, no, but it's to make your community a better place, and that's what you're getting out of it, and that's what it's all about.
Muneer's two-year term expires at the end of this year, and he said he is running for re-election. He's wrapping up his first year in college at Hawkeye Community College in Waterloo, where he plans to get a horticultural science degree. News time is 7:13.
Spring has sprung in our area. The flowers are blooming and all the plants are coming to life. But for some of our residents, this means only one thing: allergy season. At Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you can find the medications you need to keep those sniffles in check, those sneezes quieted, and those watery eyes drip free. Not sure what you need? Talk to me or one of your Health Mart pharmacists. We'll take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer your allergy questions.
Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and Rex Health Mart Pharmacy is here caring for you and about you.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes, or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
In the funeral announcements this morning, Claude Tuffy Pope, age 78 of Avoca, died Friday. Funeral services for Claude Pope will be today at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Elizabeth Betty Whitmer, age 94 of Manila, died Friday. Massive Christian burial service for Elizabeth Whitmer will be held today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Therese Marie Henscheid, age 79 of Erling, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Therese Henscheid will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. John Swisher, age 86 of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for John Swisher will be today at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Evelyn Marie Wolfe, age 94 of Yale, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Evelyn Wolfe will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Yale United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Norman William Christensen, age 77 of Avoca, died Thursday. No services are planned for Norman Christensen. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Judy Sheriff, age 75 of Greenfield, died today in Winterset. Services for Judy Sheriff are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.